a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We grew up in a really cool time where we were introduced to technology in the way it is today, but we also remember what it was before.
Yes.
And millennial generation, mm-hmm. You know, you just scrape in there, I think. Do you?
82.
Yeah. Good. But when we used to go on family holidays, and I'm sure that you were the same, either mum, dad, whoever would print a bunch of those photos. They would either go in a box or in a photo album.
Yep.
And then it was really enjoyable being able to flick back through and like, oh my God.
Mm.
Yeah, remember? Or whenever I would go out, this is a concept that's kind of getting back now, but whenever we would go out as a group of friends, it'd be like, who's bringing the camera? Or if someone brought a camera, you'd be like, oh my God, yeah. And you just, it was awesome, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You get all these snaps and everything. And then when technology came in and the digital cameras and everything started coming out and everything, you'd be like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And all your photos would be on your computer.
Yeah.
And then you would have to specifically go to get them printed.
Yeah.
And a lot of us just didn't do that for
years.
So there's this period where there's photos of me from zero to maybe 19.
Yeah.
And then from 19 to like 27, there's like no, all the photos are on an old computer. I don't know how to get them off.
Burnt on discs or
something.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. So it's random. So we went on our trip and I was like, I'm going to start printing photos when I get back.
Yeah.
Because I want to start doing albums and stuff again.
Yeah.
So you can have them there. Great. And so I went yesterday and I printed them off.
Yeah.
And why are they so crap? Why do they come out so crap?
Yeah.
I have an iPhone. I have an XR, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or a 10, whatever.
Yeah.
A 10R. And so, yeah, I mean, the phone's not great, but it's got a bloody, I don't know, what is it, 12 megapixel camera.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's good. That's good enough.
Mm.
The photos come out fine online on my phone. And when you go to print them, man, they always come out crap.
Is it an issue with the subject matter? Is it what you're taking for? I mean, who you take?
Me?
Is it?
No. And I'm telling it? You. I'm telling you. The other thing is, you upload like 47 photos, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Great trip. And then, I would assume that the camera on your iPhone, because it is portrait mode, that it would be a standard 6x4 photo that you could then print off to put in a normal sized album
frame.
Right? 6x4 is the standard.
Yeah.
No, it crops out. It always crops out.
So you want to print 100 photos, but you got to edit each one before
I was there for an hour.
If I wanted to be a professional photographer, I would be a professional photographer.
Thank
you. Know what I'm saying?
How is this meant to our life easier, but it's harder?
Do you know what we've done before, and we still do a bit with the girls, is Snapfish? So you don't have to go, I don't know where you went, but it would have been a big national chain and you would have, locally, and you would have gone in, you would have sat at the computer and tried to find on your bloody phone or the USB or whatever you've taken in there. It's a pain in the ass.
It is.
It? Do it at home, go Snapfish, and they do deals and stuff, and then they post it to your house.
Oh, right? And they're actual good photos, though?
No, the resolution's awful.
Okay, well, see, that's a
thing. They suck. But you get them delivered to your house, mate.
Wow,
saves,
great.
Take out the middleman.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Sorry.
It's not how it happened. It is not how it happened at all.
If I was to recount something and Loggy was to recount something, the same thing, whose story would you believe was more based in fact?
Oh, I can't answer that.
Oh, come on. You know what?
Incriminating myself.
Good. No, I just said to Tom, oh, you're a gym guy now. And I said, so what do you do like every day? And he's like, well, I do legs and one day I do chest and everything. I'm like, oh, so what day was today? And he's like, leg day. And I'm like, oh, it's just random hearing you speak about today's leg day. I'm like, great.
Okay, she pulled
you just
that
made
face.
A face
she
that
pulled
had
that.
A lot of teeth in it. I appreciate that.
Anyway.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Please don't look at me like that.
No, I'm scared now.
A woman has started a petition demanding that airlines give plus size flyers free seats. So this traveller has said that, and there's a photograph of her, that she doesn't fit comfortably in the standard airline seat.
Mm. Yeah.
and is therefore uncomfortable on the flight or sometimes can't fit in those seats. What she's demanding is that airlines give for free a second or perhaps even third seat to okay. her so she can fly comfortably.
Right.
Hmm.
My opinion is that airline seats are standard. Yeah. We know how big they are.
Yeah.
If you're not going to be comfortable in those seats, either buy yourself a second seat or choose a different mode of transport.
Yeah.
I know that's impossible boat. For going overseas, but if yeah. you're flying
I'll see you in 8 weeks.
domestically, you can go train, bus,
yeah.
car.
Yeah.
Or if you know that you've got to fly somewhere and it's unfortunate, but it's a reality, that you buy a second seat rather than just say, well, you have to give me a seat.
Is there any other sort of scenario in society where, you know, in business, where businesses will do that, give you a different sort of product or a different sort of space based on your body size or type?
Well, I don't know.
I can't think of anything.
The only thing I can think of is if you're a wheelchair user, you get a certain place to take your wheelchair for concerts and things.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And you get a plus one, I think. A lot of people I've spoken to in the past have had plus ones for certain events so that their mates can be there with them
yeah.
as well. And so they get a seat for them for their mate and space for themselves.
So that's fair enough, completely fair enough. In this situation, I'm looking at airlines. We all have a very much a love-hate relationship with airlines. Mm-hmm. It's a business. Mm. And the business model says we need to sell X amount of seats on X amount of flights to make a profit. And you see the profit fluctuates like crazy. They make a profit sometimes, they lose plenty of money other times when things aren't going as well. They can't be just expected to... Each of those seats is almost a unit of their profit model.
Oh, it's one of their... It's their product.
Yeah, their product, their saleable commodity. Therefore, they can't just start giving away their units of their profit.
Yeah.
Left, right, and centre. Oh, it wouldn't be left, right, and centre. I get that. But if you're... Am I being unfair here? Is what I'm asking you, Log, because you're always a good measure for me if I'm just saying, well, they've got a business to run.
Yeah. I get that. I just think planes have been around for a number of years and the seat size has remained the same pretty much. It's gotten even smaller, oh, really.
Leg room's definitely got smaller.
It's gotten smaller, right? But people... Our size is bigger. The normal size for a woman is 14, right? But we still live in a land where we think a normal size for a woman is 8.
Yeah,
right?
We're taller.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Remember when 6 foot, when you were growing up, you're like, whoa, they're 6 foot.
Yeah, yeah.
And now that just seems to be a lot of the standard. I feel like maybe planes have to get with the times. Do I think she gets a free seat? No, but maybe. Why don't they have a specific row or
grouping of seats
where they can say, okay, we will give you, you have to pay for one seat, we'll give you another seat half off, like half price.
Why not have a couple of rows where instead of, say, having three across, you do have two across, but there's only a certain amount of those every flight. And
they might be a bit more expensive.
Yeah.
So they have a comfortable seat. Yeah, a couple of rows of, yeah, I like that.
Because you don't want to be sitting with that, you know. I know you can put the arm of the armrest up,
how
but it's still
uncomfortable.
I agree that they would be incredibly comfortable. Your suggestion is not a bad one,
yeah.
A couple of rows. But it's got to be more expensive if you're going to break a row from three seats down to two.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, again, that's part of their cost base 100%. Or their profit
Module.
Well,
I think they can ask people. They can say, I think they need to start offering seats that are more comfortable and say, but you will need to pay a premium for that, just like you do with extra leg room.
Or beer. If you go to the pub and you're extra thirsty, you have to buy more beer.
Buy a pint.
A bigger beer.
Yes.
You pay for that beer.
Exactly the same, Tommy.
It always comes down to that.
Yeah. It's just I put it in terms I can understand. Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold. The rag from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending. I love reality TV. Neighbours is back.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're back filming. We saw Toadie there and Carl there and Susan there, and it's all happening. And it's kind of like, how do we feel about it considering there was a big goodbye?
Yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, when you're at a workplace and someone leaves and you're like, oh my God, you've been here for 10 years, here's a big goodbye. And then they're back within the next year and you're like, well, what was...
Yeah,
you kind of can't come back.
I've said goodbye.
Yeah, I've already said goodbye. Well, it turns out it's not just the stars that we know and love from Ramsey Street that are coming to town.
Oh, okay.
There's also this star.
Is this it? Is this the thing you want to play? How's this Neighbours?
Isn't this the OC?
It is the OC because guess who is coming to Ramsey Street?
No.
Misha Barton.
No way.
Yes. And it says here, they just uploaded this 40 minutes ago. It's on our Insta. We're excited to announce a new character who will be joining Ramsey Street in the upcoming season of Neighbours. Misha Barton will join the cast as a guest star playing Reese, an American new to Erinsborough, who's not quite who she appears to be.
Wow. Wow.
That's a good get, isn't it?
That's a good get. When was it a thing that Neighbours wasn't goodbye anymore? It's back.
We got rescued. Mate. Got rescued. I think Amazon bought it or something.
Yeah. Oh. Anyone gone back to watch the OC?
Yeah, can we bring the OC back?
No.
No, I feel like it's like Hey Hey, It's Saturday. It was great at its time, but I don't think you can bring it back. But I think if you watch it now, it's just terrible.
Like Dawson's Creek or Party of Five. Yeah.
God, that's so hard to watch.
Yeah.
I keep trying, but it's just really hard.
Wow. So you, like that boat as Seth goes off in the boat and they're playing Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley. Like
what's that?
In the OC, the end of season one. Can't believe you didn't love the OC as much as I did. We used to have OC parties.
What is happening?
OC parties?
What is happening?
Like people around for dinner and we'd watch, sit down and watch the OC together.
Spa?
Who's we?
No, me and my friends.
You and your mates?
Yeah.
Footy mates?
OC parties?
What footy mates? Was Nathan Ablett there?
No, not footy mates. Other mates.
You don't have any other mates.
Yeah.
Do you have other mates?
No, really? Was Nathan Ablett there? No. Nathan Ablett was there, wasn't he?
No.
Who was there?
We'd invite
the OC
friends
party?
Round.
What friends?
Me and my housemate. We'd invite a couple of mates around to watch
Hang
the
on,
OC.
Hang on, wasn't your housemate your mum?
No.
No, that's me.
Coral, okay.
Yeah. It's a mate from school.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Can't believe you didn't love it as much as I did. This is really awkward now.
We've got to, somebody write that down. Cameron Ling, OC tragic.
We've got to do something with
this. We have to do something with that.
Maybe we can have a watching party for Misha.
That's the biggest, all right. That's the biggest news of this morning. Cameron Ling loves the OC.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You know how I've been living with my mum for 18 months?
Yeah.
In 45 days, that's not going to be a thing anymore
because
we bought a house yesterday.
Yay! I asked you today.
Yeah, I know, and I was sketchy with my reply. So I was like, she's asked me too early.
Oh, my
Congratulations,
God.
Congratulations, Tommy.
Yeah. So first ever house, for like 41 years old. The finance is still sort of like it's all playing out as the process goes, but we signed contracts and everything yesterday.
Okay, so everything's
that's cool.
Is this the house you were showing us?
Yeah.
Ah,
so you're going to then rent it out and keep living with your mum?
Absolutely,
Make that money.
Don't build an empire by paying money for things.
Exactly. Are we having a house party at your house?
Yeah, we'll do a barbecue and all that. We'll probably make it a listener event. Not. But yeah, so we will be firmly entrenched in Lara. So it's we're basing ourselves in Lara.
Great news, Tommy. I know you've been looking for a long time.
Yeah.
Working it all out, that's fantastic.
You're so adult.
I know, right? And I was thinking about it. I was like, we have been so fortunate and it is still like really weird. It feels really unrealistic to us that it is happening and sort of surreal is a good way to describe it. Yeah. And I know it feels like it's so far out of reach for people, but if you can find a relative that will let you live with them rent-free, that's a really good way to start, guys.
KRock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Okay, so we have made friends through kindy.
Okay.
Parent friends.
Yeah.
Yep.
You ever done that, Lingy?
Yep.
No.
Sure. Yes, of course I have. Mm. You do it for your kids.
Yeah. Well, no, we do it because we genuinely like the people.
Yeah, but you're a nicer person.
No. I mean, sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, so the couple that we've made friends with, Belinda and Alex, they're lovely. So shout out to them if they're listening this morning. They're probably not.
You've told us about these two, I believe.
So Indy's little friend from Kindy.
Yeah.
And they're expecting their second. Yeah. We've already got Goldie. We've already got our two. We're done. Thank you. And so they're expecting their, and they're not far off now. Mm-hmm. And so on Sunday, they had their baby shower. And they live very close to us. And so we sort of wandered around there and hung out for the afternoon. And we didn't really know anyone except for those two and their daughter.
Yeah.
And so we're just sort of like, you know, that thing where you sort of half talk to people don't and stuff. And they had some family there and we're talking to them. And it was we had a lovely time.
Mm.
Delicious food. Great. Good job. But they played some games, as you do with baby showers.
Yep.
And they weren't like sort of run around the backyard. When we had a baby shower for Indy, we had like, you know, putting nappies on, feeding people baby food, running around the backyard kind of gear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a little bit more restrained. The weather wasn't great, so we were inside, and there were two games. One was Belinda had measured around her tummy with a piece of string.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you had to sort of get your piece of string to be as close to the same length as around hers.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that makes sense. So
guess how large she'd go.
Guess how round she is. Yeah, yeah. And how she's carrying? I don't know.
that sounds better.
Yeah.
Guess how round she is.
Yeah. Anyway. So we're like sort of, we had guesses and stuff, and Alex, her husband, bless, has like got this huge bit of string.
Yeah.
I was a fair way off the mark. Most of us were a fair way off the mark, but Carly was really, really close to the length, and B's sister was also really close to the length, and so they were like, all right, congratulations, Carly, you're the winner, and she got a tiny little bottle of like a sparkling rosé or whatever.
Oh, great.
So congratulations. Nice. Good job, babe. Yeah. The other game we're playing is everybody starts with two little pegs on their top, and you can't say the word baby.
Yes. Otherwise, then someone takes your peg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of the party, they do sort of that. Whoever's got the most pegs wins.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, I was barely into this game at all.
Oh, man, you are so annoying. Were you setting people up? Like, hey, what's that phrase for children?
Do you know what? You didn't really even have to do that. You could just sort of loiter around people and
you would have made friends quickly.
And just sort of engage them in conversation. But so I ended up with seven pegs.
Peg master. That's
just
what they
hanging
call
around
you.
People.
I took three off Bianca, the mother-to-be. I took two off Alex, the father-to-be. And I had my two. I took one off Carlia. And so I must have taken two off. Anyway, so at the end of the party, they were like, all right, so they'd done, it was a gender reveal as well, which was more fun than I have ever sort of, they did a pop-up balloon, congratulations. Woo, excellent. Everyone was very excited.
They didn't dye a river blue or pink or things like
that. No burnouts, no. Anyway, so at the end, everyone's like, all right, now, what about the pegs? Has anybody got? And there was a couple of people that had like three or four pegs. And then there's me that had like this row of pegs right down my jacket. And so then they're like, all right, well, it's obviously Tom over here. And so they brought me, there's a little, the bar fridge, sort of the hotel fridge. Mini drinks or the airport style.
Yeah,
it was like a spiced rum and a little Coke bottle.
Oh,
so it's like a rum and Coke kind of thing as well. So Carly got her sparkling, I got my rum and Coke, and we dominated the games. And we barely knew anyone at the party at all. And I just think we're probably never going to be invited back.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is it. Guess the year.
Hey, all right, it is Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year. We're going to play some songs, little bits thereof, and cast our minds back through the mists of time. I wish we could just isolate. Can we get that footage of Lingy just going, back? just the one this week. We're going to cast our minds back through the mist of time, work out where we were, what we were doing, what sort of emotional trauma, usually teenage years based, that we were enduring at the time. Mm-hmm. And that'd give us a fair indication as to the year the song was released. We write it down on a piece of paper.
Got it.
It's closest to that going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Do you know what was so exciting?
What?
Last week I was driving on holidays listening to you guys play this.
Yeah.
And Jimmy yelled out, love you, Larry. And I'm like, people do that. People yell out out. Love you, Larry.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. All right, best of three arrangement. We have the very specific rules around the way we say the years, but we won't get bogged down in that. Is everybody ready to play?
Yep. I've got my HB pencil, yes.
Good on you. All right. So is that so you can erase your answer and change it?
No, okay. It's because it was the only one in the car this morning.
Okay. HB to you. Here we go. Question number one for guess the year this week. I got the eye of the tiger,
the fire, dancing through the fire. What? Is Katie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? It's
you gotta,
Raw.
You've got to give me hints, you two. You know that.
I have no idea. I'm going to be straight up. Right. I have no idea.
All right, I'm going to... Okay.
I know.
Gotta
it.
Guess.
It's not that long ago.
I'm confident.
Okay. All right.
3, 2, 1...
2014.
16. Ooh, 14, 16, 17. All right, let's find out.
The year was 2013.
Oh, we're all over.
Okay, that's another. Well, what a fun time.
That's 10 years ago.
Okay, here we go. Question number two.
I'm still at high school here.
Cranberries, Zombie. Okay, you went very quick there.
Did you start at high school?
I can't tell you. Please, no, I don't believe me. I had. I believe I was in primary school still.
Okay.
I think I've gone unders, but
yep, I'm good.
3, 2, 1. 1993. 3, 4. I reckon it might be 5, actually. Here we go. Let's find out.
The year was
1994. Yes.
Oh,
on the nose.
On the nose. 1 point to you. Okay, here we go. Question number three. Guess the year. And I've never known a girl like you.
Yeah, but is it as old as you think it is? I don't reckon it is.
I don't think it is too. I think it was in the resurgence of sort of. Is it Reservoir Dogs? Something around that?
All right. Have we all got a year?
No, I don't.
Have a guess.
Write something down, mate.
Come on, we can't wait here
but
all day.
But I could be like 2 decades off.
Who cares?
All righty, it is. Yep, got it.
3, 2, 1.
1992.
71.
Oh, you might have this.
If it's 1989 and you win by saying 1971, yes. I will be wild. Here we go.
The year was 1994.
Oh, that's a me.
Oh, ah. Loggy.
So I was 23 years off.
Give someone else a go, why don't you?
Well done, Log.
Thanks.
That's Guess the Year. It returns next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.